This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now we've got Terry in Pennsylvania on the line who's got a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have white aluminum gutters, and on the gutters that face the southern exposure, the part of the gutter that faces out is turning black, and there's like where the water runs off it.
Right.
It's like a dark gray, and just water drips all along the face of the gutter.
So does it seem like the gutters are overflowing and the water is coming over the top and getting these sort of drip marks? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have it. What's called like a gutter insert to keep the leads out.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, well, I'm pretty sure that that's not causing it because I had the same problem when I lived on Long Island, and it was only the gutters that faced south. And on Long Island, we had a white aluminum top to the gutter to keep the leaves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the water would roll off of that and then go into the, it would be caught into the gutter. So it's a different type of leaf system, but I'm still having the same black drip.
Right. Okay. So first of all, I would make sure that the gutters are not blocked and that water isn't backing up and overflowing that particular gutter, so that because that water rolling over the top of it can get behind it, it can rot out your fascia. The dark stains are probably from the water and tree sap and everything else that gets into those gutters. The gutters also fade quite easily. The paint wears off and fades quite easily. So I don't think it's a stain that you're going to actually have to be able to clean. I think what you're going to end up having to do here, Terry, is repaint those gutters. So what I would do is I would wash them down with a trisodium phosphate, get as much of that gunk off, then I would prime them and I would paint them again. But do make sure that they're not clogged, because that can be leading to the problem.
Right, yeah. No, they're definitely not clogged. And I've tried scrubbing it. The ones that aren't on the second story where it's worse, but the ones that are on the first story, tried clean it with like a Fantastic, and it bleaches the stain a little bit, but I didn't realize that the aluminum gutters, was it like a hydrostatic or electrostatic painting process?
What happens is, and you'll see this, if you take the gutter and you wipe your hand over it, you'll probably get some white paint that will come off. It oxidizes because it's exposed to UV. And so then the paint doesn't tend to last more than maybe 10 years or so on an aluminum gutter. So I think, though, if you clean off as much of the stain as you can, prime it and paint it, it'll look great.
All right, great. I'll give it a try.
Terry, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.